All right, good afternoon. First matter on the agenda is ADKT 0576, in the manner of the creation of a commission to study the adjudication of water law cases. I'd like to approach the podium in the James W. Hardesty Courthouse and make a presentation on your petition.
This gets more embarrassing every day. Madam Chief Justice and members of the court, it's my privilege to appear here today at the request of the commission to study the adjudication of water law cases. In March of 2021, this court approved by order the formation of this commission. In the report, you will see the names of the persons who served on the commission in Exhibit A. As you can see, it is a large number of persons who are key stakeholders, purveyors, attorneys, and the like in the water business. The purpose of the commission was to examine the education, training, specialization, and the timeliness and efficiency of Nevada's district courts in handling water law cases. By way of background, a number of states, especially those western states, have examined the subject of so-called water courts, courts similar to, say, business courts that specialize in the handling and disposition of water matters. Utah most recently has enacted rules that effectuate that process. Colorado has done the same, so has New Mexico. The commission conducted 7 meetings between April of 2021 and December of 2022, and with the able assistance of the state engineer's staff and Jamie Graddick from our staff, we were able to staff the commission's work and all of the documents, agendas, materials studied, minutes of the meetings and the like are on our website as well as the state engineer's website. The commission essentially identified 2 recommendations for the court to consider. The first is to require judges who are hearing water law cases to be appropriately trained and educated on the topic. As I'm sure most of us recognize, it is unique. There are a lot of challenges to the interpretation of Nevada statutes, let alone the issues surrounding hydrological problems, basin problems, and the like. So at my request, Judge Kathleen Draculich served as the chair of a subcommittee to review and develop curriculum that would be provided by the AOC's Judicial Education Department to help educate judges for their service as a specialty water court, water judge. I want to thank Judge Draculich and Judge Schlegelmilch, who did a terrific job in developing the curriculum. That curriculum is set forth in detail in Exhibit B. It would lay out certain requirements that would have to be fulfilled in order to handle water law cases. It should be noted that a number of judges in our districts have already satisfied a number of these requirements just by virtue of the cases they've either heard or already considered, or by virtue of their attendance at what you might recall was the most recent program in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, offered by the Dividing the Waters Group and the National Judicial College. I believe Justice Perigary led the contingent. Justice Bell was present. I believe there were 10 district court judges nine since Justice Bell has come on the bench from Nevada. It was probably the largest attended group of state trial court judges from all the states represented at the program. And I think the education furnished at that, what was a four-day event, I believe, would have covered a substantial number of these topics. And the judges came from multiple districts throughout the state, throughout our state. The that recommendation and that curriculum is the product of a unanimous vote of the commission. The second aspect is to adopt a set of rules which have as their starting point rules that were enacted in Utah for the deployment of judges who would hear water law cases. We refined those rules and directed them more particular to our state and the way we operate here and what we perceive to be the best way to deploy judges within the districts first. And then if there are either recusals or conflicts or a lack of water law judges in the district, the Chief Justice would assign a water judge to that case for that district. That rule, after quite a bit of discussion and refinement, also comes to the court through the unanimous recommendation and vote of the Water Commission. I tender both recommendations to the court for your consideration. Happy to entertain any questions. There may be, of course, members of the commission or others who want to have comment about these proposed recommendations.
Great, thank you. Do any of my colleagues have any questions? Justice Bell?
Yeah. So having attended the water law conference, I think this is a really important issue, and the education piece I think is really significant. I have some concerns about the practical workings of the other piece of it. I am concerned about removing the ability of the district courts to manage their own cases, case assignments, and how judges are assigned. It seems like it might be more workable to have the district courts manage it instead of have it managed by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which is not how we handle any other case type. For example, business court is, while the Supreme Court created business court rules, that's all managed at a local level.
So Justice Bell, I think you may misapprehend the rule as drafted. The Chief Justice only becomes involved in the assignment of a water court judge to another judicial district under the Constitution, and they're the only one who can do that if there isn't a water court judge in that district to do so. So, for example, let's take the 8th Judicial District. If there are three judges in the district who are water court qualified, their dockets would be assigned as they are now. And those water court cases would be assigned on a random basis, as the rule provides, to the judges in the district, just as if they do with business court judges in that district. If, on the other hand, all of the judges in that district are disqualified or can't serve, or if you have a district that does not have a water court judge, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court would assign a water court judge to that case for that district. That's what occurs today, and that's why this has been particularized to our state. In the 8th District, as an example, or in the 2nd District, or in Elko, the only three districts in our state that have chief judges who assign cases to the judges, they would be assigning those calendars to judges who are water court qualified.
I just don't see that. Section 2 of the rule says appointments to the district court judges to water law cases by the Chief Justice. And it says the Chief Justice shall assign. I don't see any provision for chief judges of districts that have them to make those assignments.
So in the assignments in paragraph or Paragraph 4, the assignment of cases involving water law to a water judge shall be on a random rotating basis. Perhaps we could say by district, but in any event, that was implicit. A water law case shall be transferred to a water judge. And then as you work down through that, if there are peremptory challenges or not water law districts in Rule 5, the water judges in that district are all ineligible, then the case is assigned by the Chief Justice.
I think I think the, at least the question I'm hearing is appreciating how once there's judges, how it would be assigned, is who decides within a district with a chief judge who is a water court judge?
They have to go through this education to be qualified, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court makes that determination. Okay. And as I said, there are judges, frankly, who are already pre-qualified by their experience or their education in this area. I mean, several were in attendance at the conference in New Mexico.
Okay. Does that answer your question? That question? All right. Thank you. Does anyone else have any other questions on this matter? All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Is anyone else who would like to give any comments on this ADKT? Anyone in Carson? All right. Hearing none, seeing none, we'll consider this matter submitted.